Greetings and welcome to Tar and Feathers Psycho Cinema Web Radio Show. Now here they are, straight from the bowels of the asylum, Dr. Tar and Professor Feather.
Welcome to Tar and Feathers Psycho Cinema. tonight we're going to talk to Uncle Ray.
Ooh, that's Uncle Ray Basham.
Well, hello, Ray.
No, we have to make the call first, Star.
Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, anyway, here's Uncle Ray.
All right, here we go. We're calling Ray Basham.
Ray Basham. Ray Basham.
Hello.
Hey, is this Uncle Ray?
Yes, it's Uncle Ray.
Yeah, Ray!
Well, this is Professor Feather.
And Dr. Tar.
Say, well, how's it going?
How is Dr. Professor and Professor Tar?
All four of us are just great.
I'm glad to hear that.
So how's the weather down there, Ray?
Hey, it is wet and cold.
You know, we're not that far apart because it's wet and cold here, too. But, hey, you know, just allows us to do things indoors.
This is true. Some of the best things in life are done indoors, like cooking.
And operations. Dissection.
True. Blood is always better on the indoors. It's not as noticeable.
That's true. Gotta watch out for those helicopters.
Well, you know, if you slaughter somebody, you know, you just definitely don't want to do it on your front porch. You know, basically better in your basement than anywhere. But
but I do like a breeze on my cheek with the blood splatter. I mean, come on.
Yes. You know, the smell of the blood mixed with the fresh air is always nicer, too, you know.
I think the red goes good with my tan anyway.
It goes good with any color. Red is the new black. So what kind of evil have you two been up to?
Oh, just, you know, the usual.
Shh, we don't want to discuss that right now.
Yeah. Just, you know, nothing important. I'm sorry, Tar.
Matters.
So, hey, enough about us. We're really making this phone call, Ray, because we really want to talk to you and kind of get the people out there to know who you are. Because not very many people know who you are, but they're destined to know the name of Ray Basham.
I am a mystery indeed.
Well, hopefully we can dispel a little of that mystery or maybe deepen it. I don't know. So let me give a little background here. Ray is the creator of the independently published comic book Freaks and American Story and the comic strip Herbie the Hippie. Ray owns the company Above... He owns the company Ahead Above Comics.
Just stitched in the other day.
He lives in the central part of Ohio, in the nether regions near Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Those are the nether regions.
I think so.
It is the wart on the ass of Ohio.
So, okay. Okay, so that brings me up to my next point that we really like about Ray, fellow inmates, is he's so here let's see what he's doing. Okay, here now, Dr. Tar is going to ask the first question. These are like totally impromptu questions that we're asking. We don't have anything written down. This is not ad lib. This is ad lib. I'm sorry.
Totally ad lib.
What do you mean? I've got all my responses written down.
Here's the fiend.
Okay, Ray, here we go.
I'm ready.
What karmatic circumstances caused you to go down this path of evil?
Well, when I was 3 years old, I had my parasitic twin cut off of my side. And ever since then, man, it's like I've been looking towards the darker side of things. You know, the bright and sunny world wasn't open to me.
Well, that's
good. No, the truth being raised in the country, sometimes I think you get used to death a lot quicker. You get shocked a lot earlier in life. And being surrounded by, like, dying bunnies and rabbits and kittens and stuff, I think kind of twisted me at an early age.
Yeah, I could agree with that, yeah.
I don't know, Uncle Ray. Only if you killed him.
Well, that came later.
Oh, okay.
My serial killer years.
Oh, okay.
But they did taste good in stew.
Oh, cat stew, there ain't nothing better.
Hey, that's true.
It's good stuff. Little onion.
Hey, look, you know, you being an illustrator, have you had any formal training?
Well, you know, it's funny that you ask. I have, since I was in elementary school, my sadistic teachers used to tell me to that I should pay attention more in class and not draw on the desk. But, you know, that's just each other's opinions. You know, I thought I was decorating the desk.
Dr. Tarr hears you.
But, with the brain damage I suffered during World War IV, I have completely lost my my train of thought. What was that question again, sir?
Oh, no, it was kind of an insightful question. It was, have you ever had any paranormal experiences?
Well, now that, some of them were drug-induced. Other ones, though, I think were real. Or to varying degrees of real, let's say. I have my most paranormal experience ever was at a party here, held here at the premises. Someone took, using my camera, a photo of my wife and I. And mysteriously, in the picture, appeared going from left to right a ball of light about 4 inches in diameter that actually lit up our clothing as it passed by and swirled around us and went around a friend's head, all in the matter of the time it took for a shutter to click. Now, that really freaked me out because it was on the negative, it was on the positive, nothing like it was on the other 23 pictures.
Well, I'm sorry I sent that over. I'm sorry.
Oh, well,
that's kind of a mistake, Uncle Ray. Hey, wait a minute. Now, here, this is from Dr. Tarr's been wanting to ask you this question for a long time now.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this and pondering upon this for ages. Are you obsessed with boobies?
With boobies?
No, not the birds. Boobies.
Boobies! Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, aren't we all? Yeah. There's got to be boobies. I'd be happy if, like, handrails had boobies at the ends of them, you know? That would be just great, you know, boobies for turn signals and stuff, you know?
Kind of like those old, what was it, the 1953 Cadillac that had the bullets on the front?
Yeah, those would be nice as boobies, you know?
Oh, they were, man. I had one. We painted her up.
It's so cold while we're driving.
Hey, speaking of boobies, Uncle Ray, how many hours a day
do you mow? You cannot play with them.
How many hours a day do you mow your yard?
Oh, my God. Right now, it's like I've got a jungle now. I've seen little things swinging from one branch to the other now. Since all this rain has hit, it has just started growing. If you've ever seen one of the, I think it was in the original Creep Show, where Stephen King was the hillbilly out in the middle of nowhere and the meteorite hit and everything started growing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it looks around here now. Everything is green and it's growing on everything.
You idiot, Jordy Verrill.
Well, you know, that there, John Deere, it gets so tired of running that it's, you know, I'm starting to want to make it run on vegetable oil.
Hey, Tarr has another really pertinent question. Not impertinent question, pertinent question.
Yeah, Ray, who sharpens your mower blades?
I've got this hillbilly down the road. He does it for a chicken.
Oh,
which is
you tickle Professor Feather's funny bone on that one.
We have a chicken motif going.
Chicken.
No, that's true.
Some more than others.
Reference Devil's Rejects.
It's such a foul love.
I is not no chicken.
Well, Tarr is.
Well, you know.
No, that was chicken plucker.
Oh, that's much more fun. Especially if you don't cut their heads off first.
I likes it when they flop.
I love that sound. Your old mother.
speaking of sounds, hey, who are some of your influences in the world of art? Let's get back to some art questions.
Oh,
here.
My. The first guy I ever remembered actually noticing was Gahan Wilson. I thought he was something. And the Mad Magazine artist, Martin, I think, or what in the hell was his name now? He's deceased now, but he was, Martin was...
Don Martin, yeah, you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, he had great, great artist. I got the biggest kick out of his artwork.
You know, after you said that, I can see that. I can see that now.
Those two were like the biggest influences. And then later, of course, you know, the, now I got a test going. I can't think of his name now.
No, that's okay.
He had the, Gary Larson's Far Side.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant.
It was just my neighborhood. We're on the far side, you know. It made me feel like home when I read them.
That's cool. Hey, you're obviously aware of, you know, the old underground comics, because your comic is kind of has that feel to it.
Well, thank you. That's what I was going for.
Yeah, and you know, and then obviously also the old, you know, horror EC comics and all of those.
Exactly. I was going for a mix between kind of like the old EC comics. You know, they had the different hosts. You know, that's where the Crypt Keeper came from. Eventually, was those comics, and kind of like that old feel to it, with a little bit more of a deprived character, kind of leading us all along. And during issue 3, if nobody doesn't know this already, but Tar and Feather have wrote to the story. It is the Creepy Crab Boy Murder on the Road Will Be Freaks, issue 3, hopefully out this year.
Yes!
it's awesome. It's the funniest story. You'll love it. You'll love it. Between my sick art and their funny writing, it's going to be.
Well, there goes 4 or 5 questions. No, hey, it was, to be truthful, man, it was our pleasure. You know, we're as excited as you are to see this thing come to fruition.
Had a lot of fun.
Oh, it was. It is a blast. A blast for me. Just every time I reread it, I laugh again.
Good. And guess what? It gives you a chance to do some boobies.
Oh, that's for darn sure. Can you get my redneck connection out here? That sounds on my end like it goes every once in a while.
I thought that was a squee like a pig.
Who knows? It could be our antiquated method of recording.
No, I don't think it's your end. Most people have Sprint or AT&T. You know, we've got Ma Cal. That's who runs the phone lines out here. It's a little-known telephone company that's only in Ohio.
Ma Cal?
Ma Cal, that's right. They run it
on. That's what we're on. We're on Ma Cal.
Ma Bell.
Yeah, well, you know, that was a smaller subsidiary that was cutting at the neck of Ma Cal was Ma Bell.
Ma Cal was an utter good time.
Yes, what a gal, too. She liked to party. Oh, man, you remember her when she was at that convention that time? She had milk going everywhere. Every time she'd laugh. I was...
Every time she had to...
Woo, she was the party girl. She brought the milking machine and...
She showed all us a thing or two, I tell you what.
Or 4.
That's the first cow whore I've ever met. But she did have some jugs, though. Woo-wee!
Well, kids, I think we've just gone into the realm. This will be a 17 and above.
I think Brokeback Mountain came out.
Yeah, wait, you were broadcasting on a delay, right?
Nope.
Oops, you can bill that one to me, guys.
All right. Here we go. You do special effects for movies, too, makeup and such, right?
Correct. I've kind of been a helper and dabbler at the edges. I haven't had my own feature yet, you know.
Yeah. Can you give us a couple of really good stories about doing some effects for movies? You know, kind of like the blooper type thing.
Well, I tell you, one was real funny. I was doing a severed head for a student's film in Columbus years and years ago. And I worked at Kinko's at the time. I was a Kinkoid, and I brought this severed head in to mess with people. And I gave it to somebody, and they wanted to mess some with somebody further, unknown to me. They'd put it in the public toilet. In the toilet. under the lid. A handicapped lady comes in and asks someone who does not know about the head in the toilet if she can use the bathroom, which, of course, they permit this poor elderly handicapped lady, because who admitted she had a bladder problem, had to go real bad. they show her where it is, and the next thing you hear is blood-curdling screaming coming out of the bathroom, and somebody coming to tell me to get my head out of the toilet. You know,
so much
I
for going to
was,
the head,
you know,
right?
I partied the night before, and I was moving a little slow, but, you know, I did thought that was a little rude. It took me a minute to realize what they were talking about. So this poor little old lady, by the time I came and retrieved the head, she was prancing on two legs. She already had a wet spot forming by then. It was bad. Yeah, another one of them. Too much information.
Spots.
Well, that depends. I mean,
we've only used that joke 100 times.
I love it though.
No, really. Speaking of wet spots, what's your favorite childhood memory of Halloween?
Yes, Halloween.
Oh boy, well, I grew up in this itty bitty town of Jersey, Ohio, and I don't remember the lady's name to this day. But she was always the lady that would never give you out candy. She'd always say, come in, I got some cookies in here for you.
You do that well.
And I would never go in without somebody with me, because she scared the hell out of me. I later fell in love with her, and we dated for many years, but it never worked. Difference, just, you know.
The dream just, you know, was better than the reality.
Ray, change my colostomy.
I didn't mind that, but changing her Depends, that was the worst. Yeah, that was.
Oh, wait a minute. But a boom, there's another Depends joke.
That was somewhere that no one ever wants to go. It's bad enough when it's a baby. Good Lord, yeah. There's 5 more pounds of it, you know, coming out the edges too.
Okay.
But hey, have you seen? You've seen our skit.
Yeah.
Which one?
Ooh, that smell.
You must have been in the bathroom after I left.
Hey, Ray, being the Renaissance man that you are. Your talents also include the thespian arts, right?
Well, you know, I always said that I was a lesbian, but nobody ever believed me.
No, Ray. That's thespian.
Oh, thespian.
No, I meant lesbian.
No, we meant thespian.
Oh, thespian.
I never quite knew growing up whether I was a straight or a lesbian.
Either way, I like girls.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. They used to call me Lola in school. there went another question that I forgot to answer.
Well, go back to it. I mean, tell us a little bit about your acting.
Oh, yes, the thespian. Oh,
you still get
wow.
a giggle out of that, don't
this
you?
Weekend, I had a bit role in the Eerie Christmas Villain movie, but where I fall off my bar stool laughing at a lady who says people were just killed by Bigfoot. homeless man in the movie Wicked Business with Excursion Productions, and the biggest one to be filmed yet, this filming's supposed to start in July, is Carl Merritt's Abe's Tomb epic.
Say that again.
Abe's Tomb. And it's an epic of a movie. It's got, at one point, there's going to be a whole bunch of cop cars and M16s, and it's going to be wild.
Budget.
Yeah.
What's that?
That makes us drool.
It's almost an A-budget movie.
Oh, my goodness.
No, not quite, but kind of.
Well, speaking of Carl, hey, are you really obsessed with boobies?
Yes. I dream of them. I
had them around.
I longed for my own self. I had my wife had another pair put on her back, so no matter which way she's facing, I can always look at tits. or boobies.
I heard you were thinking about having some installed, too.
Well, I did have, but then I got hit on by some very weird men, and I had to have them uninstalled, you know? It was.
Keep him in it.
You will, yeah. They only let me keep one of them. The other one was infected, and they wanted to study it. They've never seen anything like that growing in a human body before without killing the host. You know, they were just.
You're pretty gross, Uncle Ray.
Thank you. That makes my day.
I thought so.
I like to go down daily and wallow in the swamps, you know.
Yeah, really.
It's a couple salamanders, you know, who've cast a few spells.
We'll bring our swimming trunks.
Yeah, swimming trunks, you know. I like going in the swamp nude. That's the way you can feel if the crawdads are biting.
It's the leeches in the...
That's why I go in nude, because I like to collect those leeches.
Leeching only lasts momentarily.
I just forget to take them off.
They're kind of fun to see how many you can get to hang on at one time.
Hey, Ray, you got a pretty cool website.
Well, thank you. I'm working on making it bigger and more expanse with all my future convention photos also, and some have been posted.
Yeah, hey.
Several pictures of the guests, my host tonight, Tar and Feather.
Hey, Ray, I saw that picture of you, the picture you have done in the name of...
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, give something behind it.
I've made now, and they've been very successful sellers at the convention.
Have they?
I just sold another... I've got one sold and one promised from this past weekend sales also.
So and, give us a little thought behind it. I mean, what you know, prompted you to create it?
It was one of those ideas. Sometimes, a lot of times, driving on the back roads, thinking of a new spell, and yeah, it's when I get my best time to think, and it just popped in my head with all these psychics and all these supposed preachers all doing these things, you know, in the name of God, and then I kind of thought that could be a good play on words. You know, you would think in the name of God would be something holy and religious, to where I'm thinking people who has done evil in the name of God, not necessarily good.
Excellent.
So that was one of those driving while stoned ideas, you know.
But it came to fruition, though. I mean.
Yes. I'm still looking for the news won't tell exactly what kind of seed that was found in Ohio that you can eat and it acts like LSD. I keep trying to find out and they won't tell me.
They won't tell you.
Elusive.
They know I'll corrupt America's.
Kind of like the crypto creatures.
Hey, so you are selling prints of In the Name of God?
Correct.
How much are the prints?
The prints are 30 each, and they are not photocopies. They are actually photo paper, signed and numbered, out of 1 out of 100, 2 out of 100. I think I'm on number 6 right now, out of 100, and which is still early in the run and whatnot. But they're also matted and shrink wrapped, and then mounted on foam core.
Excellent.
Great value.
Excellent.
$30. It's a great value, kiddies. Buy two. They're small.
How big are they?
They are in the finished form, 8 inches by 20 inches. That's kind of long, just like the original West.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Neat size.
Yeah.
A little different than your usual. Well, I'm a little different than your usual.
Oh, yeah.
Join the club.
I tell you.
Well, we've talked a little bit about art, man. Let's talk a little bit about movies. What movies do you like? What's your favorite movie right now?
Oh, gosh. Well, heck, I tell you what. Well, I just recently watched the old Peter Jackson classic Brain Dead.
Oh, yeah.
It blew my mind for a while because I have the VHS edited version of that. And when I started watching this movie with Tom Sullivan, surprisingly enough, in a hotel room at Cinema Wasteland, I'm watching this thing and I'm like, why does parts of this look familiar? And then something just horrible would happen and bits and pieces would fly everywhere. And I would be going, oh, my God, and laughing my ass off. And thinking, I don't remember that at all.
I like the lawnmower scene.
Oh, most definitely. That is, to me, still the most gruesome and the longest gore scene.
And the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It goes on without end.
Hey, so what's your all-time favorite movie?
Oh, that's too hard to pick.
Just what pops into your head, man?
Oh gosh, well, you know, Dawn of the Dead, the original comes into mind, but I really like the remake too. And the Texas Chainsaw, I'm kind of like the mainstream kind of classic horror type of person. But then again, I do like some of the newer stuff coming out of Love Stall. I think that's inspired. I think that's a neat idea for a series of horror movies.
It seems to be working.
It does. It does. Hey, if Scream could work, why not Saw? You know?
Yeah, they're a little different. Saw's a little darker.
Yes, yes, yes. More my taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Ray, I've got a question for you.
Alrighty.
I've been reading about the area that you live in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Is it true? Now tell me, honestly.
Honestly.
Is it true that there's a swamp creature lurking in your area?
Oh, yes.
With
swamp
beast?
He's been photographed and on the local news, too, around here. He has been spotted once back in my woods. I took a shot at him once with a .30-06, but I'm not sure if I clipped him or not. There's some big scales left back there, but some people just think it was catfish or something. I don't know, but I didn't think catfish had scales, but what do I know, you know?
So you could have a pissed off swamp beast back there, right?
Yeah, I wonder sometimes. Yeah, you know, I had 5 dogs, and I only have 3 now. I never thought about that until this moment. Huh.
Hey, you know, that's pretty interesting. We really like to see this creature, Uncle Ray.
Well, hey, you guys will have to come up sometime, and we'll get our gear on. And, you know, as a matter of fact, there's a manhole on this.
Excuse me?
In the middle of the field for no reason at all. I never knew it was there until we mowed last year, and I noticed this this big old hole thing in the ground, and it's a big old heavy manhole. You know, it might have something to do with this mystery. We might have to investigate.
That sounds like a plan. Well, hey, we're going to get an expedition together and check it out this summer. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan to me. I'll get my stun gun.
I'll call my cousin Guitar.
We'll be ready. I'll get me a poking stick and a couple of potions and my flashlight. And we'll see what we could find.
It sounds good. Hey, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about your comic book, Freaks, an American Story. How many issues are available right now?
There is 2 issues available still. Issue 1 is $2, and issue 2 is $3. I had to stop and think of that for a minute. Issue 1 is about a two-headed baby that escapes a traveling circus, finds its way home to a hillbilly mom and dad, where the mother loves it, sees it as a gift from God, and the father sees it as a damnation from hell.
I cried. It brought back so many memories.
I know. That reminds me of my neighborhood growing up.
Well, that, you know, so, you know, we've already kind of touched on this, but I kind of like to talk about it again, because it does involve Tar and Feather.
Tell us again about issue 3.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, that's the best way to get her up and get her done.
So, yeah, anyway, go ahead.
That was so bad it even choked me up for using it.
Put the pipe down.
So, anyway, just for all you kids, you know, out there whose memories are very short, we know there's a lot of you.
Wait a minute, let me hit that again. Okay, I'm better.
Who am I talking to?
Who the hell is this?
So, Eddie.
Why'd you call me?
This is Tar and Feather of Psycho Cinema. Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Who's this?
I'm having this extreme deja vu.
Yeah, I thought we did this yesterday.
maybe we did. I'll have to go back and listen to the tapes.
But anyway, I cannot wait until we work on it. You guys got your part done, I should say, until I work on Freaks 3, Creepy Crab Boy, Murder on the Road.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
I think this will be a great thing. It was kind of like they read my mind. I was thinking of anybody knew the real life story behind the Lobster Boy. After he grew up, he turned into an abusive adult. I guess abused his wife and children, you know, as far as.
Oh, yes, we do know.
But at least we'll hope. Not anyway, that does. That's a vision I don't even want in my head.
Well, Creepy Crab Boy is loosely based on him.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. The similarities are just awesome, you know.
We just took it a step further.
Loosely based.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, what if a lobster boy was on acid?
Continually.
Yeah, continually for 20 years. And drank like a fish, too. What would he do? Well, let's see. I could see you two now sitting around in your study. Okay, if we were to do acid for 20 years.
Well, that's the study is the result.
You know, I always
Tar makes note for experiment in future.
I didn't know whether that was on purpose or you know what.
Oh, yeah.
Now I know why you have to wear those corrective glasses.
Well, Ray, we're going to have to cut this off here.
Not cut it off!
Why would you say something like Dr. Tar in the room? You know how he is.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, it is...
My implements! I need my instruments!
It is time for Tar's hydrotherapy, so, you know.
Well, you know, I've been wanting to see him about this pain I've been having, you know.
Well, he'll take care of it.
I'll give you another pain. He's you won't neighbor. Forget about the other one.
So, hey, is there any question that we haven't asked that you would want to answer?
Or care to share with us?
Who is this?
This is a bone jangler.
Is this the phone company recorded by the government?
This is your local NSA. Oh, we're going to be a big shit here.
I'm not going to give to the hospital.
So, do you have the dirty bomb ready?
We're going to bleep that. I'm telling you.
It's filled with excrement and chicken guts and...
Oh, that dirty bomb.
It's biological in nature.
Yeah, Tar, you constantly amaze me.
That was just a humor of, as they say, constipation of the brain and diarrhea of the mouth.
Absolute demon.
See, I just feel too comfortable around you guys. It's scary.
You know, I kind of feel the same way.
Hey, you know, before we go, though, Ray, I would like to reiterate that, you know, you have a couple of issues of your comic book, Freaks, An American Story, available, still available. And you also have prints of In the Name of God still available. Now, I noticed on your website, I'm going to be a little critical here, Ray.
Oh,
I noticed
okay.
on your website there was no way to order this stuff.
I know. I have been working on Ray's store.
Bastard.
For months now. I can't decide what I'm putting on and what I'm not. Every time I get something together, something changes. But in the next 2 weeks, there will be, again, at AheadAboveComics.com, there will be a store online. So you can order that way. Until then, you could just write to me at RayBasham@Yahoo.com or RayBasham13@Yahoo.com, correction. and then tell me what you're interested in seeing. I could send you a download or whatever, or I could mail you out a copy of the comic or whatever else.
But what I want to see is banned in most
with that same name. All kinds of choices.
Okay, well, yeah, I think, yeah. No, that's true. Sending you some email is good. I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to you kind of getting your website together there, Ray, because it's a pretty good website. To let the people know, also, Ray does a sketch of the week that he puts up. Now I'm putting the pressure on you there, Uncle Ray. You got to have that sketch a week now so
it's
people can
like
go and
see
it. It's
going to be like sketch a month because I think it's
there you go. Well, maybe it's changed, kids. Maybe it's sketch a month. Check Ray's website out. That's AheadAboveComics.com.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we'll apply the kettle prod.
Dr. Tar.
Yeah, and Ray, we're gonna pay you a visit. We'll get all that worked out so that we can come down and kind of do a little expedition to find out the history in the background and maybe even find
and
the swamp creature.
And film this creature.
Yes. Most definitely, because, you know, it's, I don't go to the woods alone anymore, you know.
Good to know. Good to know.
That's scary stuff. Yeah.
You can go with us.
We're definitely going armed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
Maybe then. 4 or 5 arms. I don't know.
I haven't found any imaginary monsters yet.
Okay, Ray. Well, we're going to sign off here, buddy. Thanks for talking to
Tar
and Feather of Psycho Cinema.
And Uncle Ray saying, be good, boys and girls.
Yes, sir. Yes. All right, Ray. We'll see you on the other side.
Hey, thanks, guys. You be good.
You be evil.
Okay, I will.
Later.
See ya.
Well, there you have it, fellow inmates. Our interview with Uncle Ray Basham of Head Above Comics. You've been listening to Tar and Feathers Psycho Cinema Web Radio. Stay tuned for more episodes. In the meantime, let the operation begin!